Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Honestly, I got to be real honest. I missed most of it too today.
And we were the ones in the middle of it.
I mean, it was so busy, but we had such a great time in Jamestown there at the courthouse giving away some free turkeys today. And thanks to everybody that came by. And what a cool deal too. Had a lady stop by who had just got back from Knoxville. She was at the America's Got Talent. What do they call that?
Tryouts,
yeah. And it was awesome. Here's how that went.
Leanne Davis.
Hey, Leanne.
Just coming back from America's Got Talent. Super excited. I will know in 2019 in February if I make it or not.
No way. That's right. That happened in Knoxville yesterday, didn't it? Yeah. So are you a singer? Or
yes, I am a singer.
Can you give us a little bit?
I can.
Please.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Wow.
Was blind, but now I see.
Definitely got some talent. Good luck on America's Got Talent. And thank you for coming
by.
Wow, that's
that made my morning.
You don't ever know what you're going to get at the courthouse here in Jamestown.
We also called Gator and got him out of bed. And here's his ringback tone.
He has some explaining to do.
Never thought that would be Gator's ringback tone.
Awkward.
Not in a million years. Tony had some more things that you'll hear at a Redneck Thanksgiving.
Here's another thing you'll hear at a Redneck Thanksgiving.
Grill my turkey rare. I like the blood on the plate.
There was another thing you'll hear at a Redneck Thanksgiving.
No, don't eat that. It's not a meatball. Grandpa puts his chewing tobacco on his plate.
That was another thing you'll hear at a Redneck Thanksgiving.
Betty Sue, if you're going to shave your legs at the table, don't rinse the razor in the sweet tea.
That was another thing you'll hear at a Redneck Thanksgiving.
Hey, clean out that litter box and we can take some leftovers over to Bubba and the gang.
That was another thing you'll hear at a Redneck Thanksgiving.
Officer Smith Wesson came in today. He's cracking down on something else.
Hello! This is Captain Corporal Lieutenant Master Sergeant Special Forces and Lamaze Instructor Smith Wesson with this reminder. We're cracking down on commode turkey grilling. Every Thanksgiving, for some crazy reason, people try to cook turkeys on a converted commode grill, then later end up in the ER with food poisoning. Salmonella's deadly, and we're cracking down.
Me and Daryl seen a picture of the commode grill on the Facebook, so we built one. Daryl got a tapeworm or something. It was bad. We didn't think eating off a commode was a bad idea. We was wrong.
The entire turkey must reach a minimal temperature of 165 degrees to eat it. A commode grill is unable to get the turkey to its temperature.
We didn't ask nothing about a temperature. Besides, it's a dead turkey. It wouldn't have told us that anyway.
No need to comment, sir. I've got it from here. This Thanksgiving, cook all foods to a safe temperature. Buckle up and remember, commode cooking is never a good idea, and we're cracking down.
Brought to you by CRAP, Community Regulators Against Poisoning.
While Gator filled in for us, we left him with a few things that could possibly bring a smile to your face. And what was really funny for us is actually hearing Gator introduce the things that we wanted him to do.
Yeah.
And the one about the pumpkin pie perfume was awesome.
I don't know where they are. They called me this morning, said, could you pinch hit? So here I am. But they were talking about, was it yesterday they were talking about this? Yesterday afternoon they were talking about they've come up with a new perfume in time for Thanksgiving. Do we have that? Roll that.
Just in time for Thanksgiving. The new fragrance that will drive your man wild.
Pumpkin pie.
The new perfume with the erotic scent of pumpkin pie and just a hint of whipped cream.
Pumpkin pie.
Put it on, let it cool, and stay far away from household pets.
Pumpkin pie.
Just one taste, and you'll have him right where you want him. Napping on the couch.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie, the intoxicating fragrance that will never be as good as his mom used to make.
Pumpkin pie.
It's funny. I gotta give him that.
Of course, Tony had his word of the day for you today.
Yep, you're welcome.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Tryptophanawana. Tryptophanawana is when people extract the sleeping chemical out of turkey and then smoke it. Tryptophanawana.
That's Tony's word of the day. And the best country lyric that was never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I stay together when my sweetie holds me. I guess her love is like the red string around the baloney.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
Now, we didn't do the real good today, but we left one for Gator to do, and he did a great job. So here's today's real good.
So, and we got a real good story. Are we ready? I know they do the real good every morning because occasionally I am up before 10 o'clock and listen. So this is kind of, this is Monday, right, guys? This is up near the Canadian border. It's in Kossuth Township. It's basically Maine. So there was a patch of ice, and this guy driving along flips his SUV and not only off the road, but into the stream. And it's only about 2.5 feet deep, the stream is. But, I mean, it's. Can you imagine how cold it is? It's like freezing up there. The SUV upside down. Luckily, the driver and his two passengers were able to get out, but a three-month-old baby still trapped in the back seat, if you can imagine this. And then a 44-year-old logger. His name is Leo Moody, according to this. He pretty much good Samaritan the whole situation. He stops. He climbs into the car. He has his pocket knife. He cuts the seat belt, pulls the baby out. Now, because she was strapped to the car seat, gets her out. She's not breathing. Can you imagine? This accident has just happened. You're in shock. Your baby's there, and she's not breathing. There was this 32-year-old named Wade Shorey who had learned CPR. I mean, like recently learned CPR. Jumps into action after a few minutes, able to revive her. So, I mean, when you look at this, and especially going into the holidays and Thanksgiving next week and stuff, it's crazy to look at. There were just people that gave a crap in a tragic, horrific situation. Three adults in an SUV, seriously injured, but going to be okay. And according to police, the baby is going to be okay as well. So just if you look at your life and think about all the bad, negative things that can happen, thankfully, we've got hopefully people around that can support us in those situations. That's a real good for you. If you don't feel better now about your life, there's something wrong. Your wood's wet. It's the real good on 106.9 Kicks Country.
All right, that's it for us. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. This has been In Case You Missed It.